Jake, how was your Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving, yeah.
Question mark.
I just start talking like that, man. Yeah, man. So it's good to see you. How have you been? And
dude, it's so good to see you. I feel like it's been 4 or 5.
Yeah. How are things?
Good, man. Good. It's it's just really great.
By the way, call me sometime. My number is 4054-223-4.
Awesome. And I've been... Okay, we're going to just do this for an hour.
I almost said my real number.
I was like, how far are you going to go?
Okay. Yeah, I gave you the area code. That's as far as I got.
Hey, the area code is how I got here, though.
Mm-hmm.
Just quick behind the scenes, that's how I end up with a job with Trey. I was thrown in a group text. I was like,
from Oklahoma,
405. Let's try this. Anyway, my Thanksgiving question mark was good. You know, it hasn't happened yet for me per se, but now that it's this podcast has come out on Wednesday, Friday. It has happened. And oh, it was good. I couldn't believe what my grandma made this year.
Woo!
Hash brown casserole.
Did she make it?
Yes, she made it. She is still with us.
Good.
And we got to see her. Don't tell Fauci. But it was really good. Yeah, she...
good old folks out in Missouri, man.
Yeah.
Gather around.
Yeah.
She doesn't see anyone anyway.
No, she's fine. She's fine.
She's fine.
How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it's going amazing. My meal is actually tomorrow.
Really?
As in Saturday.
So how are you spending Thanksgiving Day? How did you spend it?
I'm really... I was kind of, it's kind of a once in a lifetime thing. I was kind of excited about in a weird way. Like, sure, I'd rather be having a big meal with my family, mostly, but I'm pretty pumped to. Katie is working; she's on call, so my family's getting together with just our cousins or something. So I'm just gonna chill with a good buddy of mine is also staying home for Thanksgiving. So me and him are just gonna watch movies or something.
So just two
really
of you
chill.
Just kicking it.
Just kicking it, man. And Katie will be in and out, She'll not have to go work, but it'll be great, man.
If she gets a phone call, she has to leave.
Yeah, he's my buddy he's a great time, but he's kind of one of those guys who just has his head up his rear all the time.
Okay.
He's like, dude, should we go treat ourselves, get some massages? I was like, will they be open on will they be open on Thanksgiving? Kind of like in a nice way. I thought it was a nice way of being
Remember, this is the second or third biggest holiday we have.
He goes, if they are, do you want to? And I go, they're not going to be open.
Yeah, I think federal holiday during a pandemic where you got to touch people.
Yeah.
Probably not open for business.
Make me want to do this left. Shout out, masseuse has got to be struggling.
Yeah, how are they? I don't know any masseuses personally. Do you? I want
to. No, I don't.
Maybe someday.
That would be nice.
It would be awesome.
That and a chiropractor. I'd love to
Yeah.
Hey, good to see you, man. Real quick, could you just... Right?
Yeah. Most of my friends, they can't help me in any way. They're project managers. I don't even know what that means.
Oh, I don't
know. Can't help me.
How? I don't know what any of my friends do for a living.
No.
Do you feel that, dude?
Yeah.
So much. You're like, so what do you do? And the person starts getting going. Well, I work for this company. My role is I'm a senior level consultant. So what I do, and you're just like, oh, what do you do?
So are you you're trying to relate it to what you know? So right. You're like on call for these businesses? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's like, no, not so not like that.
Instead of making a video, you make a business decision?
Huh.
And try to...
I get it, I guess.
Yeah, okay. I don't know what that would be, but I don't know what any of my friends do. That's fine.
I wish they worked more in the service industry. That way I could benefit from them specifically.
Yeah.
Masseuse, chef, I'll take a therapist.
Yeah. Mowing lawns.
Mowing lawns.
Chefs.
I said that already.
Okay. Oh, running on fumes over here on the podcast studio.
The way you looked at me was funny. Hey, how about
it was like when I left my mouth, I was like, I think he said
that. Sounds
familiar.
I
just agree with you.
Thanks.
With you. Yeah.
Let's get chefs and let's get that intro music popping. Huh?
Yeah, we're back. Episode 19. Give us a 5-star review. Share it with your friends on your Insta stories. Hope you're having a great holiday weekend. Let us give you a little escape give you a few words of fun and joy.
Keep going.
Okay, roll the music.
Please just do. Bless, God bless. Bless, God bless. Bless, God bless. The Bless, God bless podcast.
Subscribe, rate, and review.
Pitchy, all over the place. All over the place.
Dude, I told you I didn't want to do this.
You don't want to do the podcast?
No, the theme song. I don't want to do the theme song. Can we just start?
All right, but now I got to save it. Let's get into the episode.
You should do less.
What?
All right, everyone. Welcome back to the COVID-19 episode. Episode 19 of
Lucky
Do
19.
Less.
Yeah. My favorite number.
Yeah, always has been. Go to roulette. Yeah. Black 19.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's black. It might be red.
Yeah, you can't do... You gotta stay red these days. Well, no, you can't do that either. Oh, crap. You gotta go green every time.
Craps. It's actually a different game. I was thinking roulette. You're close.
Thanks. So we just got back.
Yeah, how do I... this is a genuine question. I'm trying to look at myself in the monitors here. How do I look? I haven't looked in the mirror yet today. We woke up at about...
bad, to be honest.
6:45.
Right.
Forgot a razor.
How late did you stay up, by
on
the way?
Road. I went to bed at 3:15.
I mean that you can't be feeling great right now.
I can't be feeling great right now. That is a good way to describe it.
So yeah, Jake, we're gonna head out at 7, early flight, get back, get the pod done, start the weekend. And I was like, it's 10:45, I'm going to bed. You're like, okay, I'm gonna throw almost a party downstairs. You like had like 3 or 4 people arrived at like midnight and you guys hung out till 3, I guess. So,
I mean, cool. Hey, just that's Enneagram 7, guilty. I can't not hang out with people.
Yeah,
so
that's great. I
mean, had to.
Glad you had a good time. But yeah, we had a nice time. Did a couple shows in Huntsville, Alabama. Had a great time, man. Great crowds. Thanks for coming out.
Huntsville. Probably favorite stop so far.
Yeah, it was great. So it's fun when you go to these different places. You know, everything's different. So in Alabama, the Alabama listeners know the name Alexander Shannara.
Oh, yeah, this is great. Yes. You got to tell the story.
So it's this guy. I didn't know this until I got there, but you start driving around. This guy has a 1,000 billboards across the region. Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
So we drove from like the place we're staying to the comedy club, and we saw like 7.
Very familiar with his face.
So one of the first shows, someone in the audience kind of mentioned his name, and everyone got a good laugh, and I was like, what is this? And I got a couple DMs from fans saying like, this is who this guy is. So then, of course, the next show, we had like a big punchline ready, and just out of nowhere, I dropped it, and the crowd went nuts.
Brought the house down.
Maybe my best laugh ever. So I want to thank Shannara for his hard work and all his success.
Yeah, and good luck with the expansion.
Yeah, I think business is booming for him apparently. And then we did a live stream, which if you're interested, we put together a nice kind of hourish show of never before seen videos and jokes and stuff. That's still available. It disappears Sunday, so you can still get it at treykennedy.com/live. Pretty overall proud of what we put together. It's difficult to throw all that together in like an hour, especially we did in July, and that was back when
nothing was happening.
Nothing. So yeah, it was good. And then we're like, let's do it again. You know, people liked it. We sold some tickets. And then it gets closer to it and you realize, oh, a lot is happening now.
Mm-hmm.
Bachelorette's on.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to compete with that.
Yeah, it's tough.
Dancing with the Stars just wrapped up. I mean, a lot of stuff. But then we're
going
on shows.
You got the Masked Singer, the Masked Dancer, the Masked Puppeteer, the Masked Railroad Worker.
The Masked Songwriters. Yeah. And, but we, you know, last minute we put it together, proud of it. But it was pretty jarring to go from the sold out shows we were doing socially distanced to the live stream warehouse with like 20 people in masks.
Oh, I mean that first. So, you know, I go on and do just like a quick, like, I don't know, 5-7 minutes of comedy. And that first joke I tell and I just hear silence when this has been getting a laugh the last like 2 weeks straight.
Yeah.
I just immediately I'm like, oh, boy,
it wasn't silence. It's just like a few people laughing in a warehouse. Like it's just not that loud.
It might as well be silence, you know.
And they're muzzled. I mean, I try to order Starbucks at the airport and they have a shield and it's loud and the system, the machines are whirring. What's that word I'm looking for? Roaring.
Are you trying to say rural? What are you saying? The whole world
are whirring, I think.
Whirring?
W-H-W.
Whippoorwill. Whippoorwill. Dude, I like it. Red leather, yellow leather. What are the machines doing?
I don't know, dude. They're singing. And I had to literally be like, what? What did you say? So you have a mask on there. You know, tell me a joke.
So then I said, that's no pirate. That's my ex-wife. Sound like a gremlin.
Can hardly hear that. I mean, yeah. So, and it's just not stage lighting. We were all in the same, we weren't like elevated on a stage. We were just on a flat concrete and you just see every person's face because it's just well lit. And I'm literally seeing people. You know, some people enjoy themselves, but they're not loud people, right? So I remember it's like literally one or two people in the crowd that just sat like this whole time with a mask on.
Yeah, that's the thing. You can only see their eyes.
It's like, well.
And most people don't laugh with their eyes. So it's right. Like, are you smiling at least? I can't tell.
How would you laugh with your eyes? You just look out and there's just a girl going crazy with her eyes. Thank you for giving me something.
Wow, this girl knows what I'm talking about. Look at her eyebrows.
Huh? I like how. Yeah, I think it just does something to you psychologically when you've got the loud crowds in a comedy club. It's more, you know, it's meant for to acoustically much better, and you switch to that. You came off stage, you go, man, that was brutal. I was like, yeah, you did 5 minutes. I was up there for an hour, dude, just saying jokes that people were laughing, but it just doesn't feel like they were. But
it's just such a big like psychological thing. Yeah. It's like almost every DM we got and everything was like really positive. People did like it
totally,
but it's just like, oh, the confidence was. Just took a beating last night.
Ooh, just got another one of these. This is classic, people. If you, I don't know if you ever get a Facebook page. I get about one of these a week. This is from Facebook team. Your page has been scheduled for deletion. You've violated terms. If we don't hear from you in the next 48 hours, what is this, like the IRS? You will be deleted. You can appeal by clicking this link, and you're supposed to like, they're basically like sign in here, and then they take your stuff. So if you look. This is from the email address.
Like, it's a scam.
This is from the email address. Do not reply at comm2165416596. Yeah. Nice try. I get the first one I ever got one of those. First time. I used to be so paranoid. Because you hear horror stories of like someone's social media was just deleted.
Sure. Yeah.
That doesn't happen anymore, I don't think. But back in the days, it was wild. YouTube or Vine, they just wipe you off.
Yeah.
I got that email. I was like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And they're just like, oh yeah, that's a scam that happens. So.
Well, thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. I let's see. What else we want to talk about?
Charge my laptop. You keep talking.
Charge your laptop. So, yeah, we spent yesterday in Nashville, which is super great. Cute little Airbnb, but not as adorable, guys, as this farmhouse that Trey found us in Huntsville. It was awesome. It was featured on some like HGTV show that I've never seen or heard of. But that's still exciting.
Yeah, I was like, fix it up to sell. It did look HGTV, right? So much shiplap. You notice that?
Yes. Yep.
Ooh, lots of shiplap. But it was, you know,
I ship it.
Cute.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
I ship that shiplap.
I ship that shiplap, girl. Yeah.
Yeah. It was nice and cute in there, man.
We got to eat at a little place called Main Street Cafe, which just feels exactly like what a place should be called in Southern USA.
Yeah, it was like I swear. It's where The Notebook 2 will be shot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll just have to wait for it to rain and they'll bust on there.
Yeah.
She's eating an Eggs Benedict. You didn't get my... I DM'd you every day for a year.
My ex-boyfriend logged me out of my account. I can't see it.
Come here, you.
And then...
I don't know any more plots to The Notebook. So.
And well, then you have the dementia.
Is that how it goes?
That comes later.
Spoiler alert, Notebook. If you haven't seen it.
If you're still, you know.
Spoiler alert. So how does it end? They fall in love and then he becomes psychotic.
Yep. That's the movie.
Yeah.
No, it's like, you know, it was one of those movies that goes from like present day to old time. Like, what's her name? Not Reese Witherspoon. What's her name? Renee. No.
Kirsten Dunst.
What is her name?
Queen Latifah.
Just the girl in the movie. This is driving me crazy. I should have slept more than drink. Rachel McAdams. Yes. There it is. Rachel McAdams and Ryan Gosling. That's like old times or whatever. That's like in the past.
That's back before dementia was around.
No.
What do you say?
Like the movie is like an old man and old woman in like present day. And he's like reading her.
Old movie. 2000.
These.
2001.
I'm never going to get through this. Whatever. You know. Everyone listening knows the movie. You know how it goes.
But really, I did low-key forget. They fast forward and they're old. and he loses his mind.
No, she has like dementia, can't remember anything. So he's like telling her old stories, reading her old like love letters and like journal entries. And that's how you find out like their history and what happened to them. That's the movie.
And she's like, who are you?
Yeah. She's like, dude, just change my bedpan. All right. Quit. Who are these people you're talking about? No, but you remember that part at the very end? This is like one of the, I would say I've cried in like two movies ever. And this is one of them. I'll admit it. I'll admit it, guys.
That's
great.
But that's, it's almost kind of shocking. Have you ever, I think we've all been there, when you're in a relationship that in hindsight, you're like, what in the world was I doing? Why did I allow these things?
Yeah.
So I feel like he's like, remember this, babe? You cheated on your husband with me because I incessantly wrote you letters that you did not want. Until I broke you down, I guess.
Yeah.
You just saw, I mean, it was just so hot.
You were,
And she's, remember that?
He was like a war, like, hero.
Yeah.
You were engaged and I was homeless, looking pretty scruffy. I wore like a blanket as a shirt for months on end.
Right.
And,
I didn't even care.
And you just went for me.
Right.
That's what the journal says.
Yeah. She's like, who is this guy? This guy, get him away from me. Honey, it's
get
me.
Get in the water.
Rose, it's me.
Yeah.
Am I getting that confused?
That was a different movie with water. It rained a lot in The Notebook and the canoe scene, but Titanic, it rained more from underneath and within.
Got it. But yeah, they're kind of the same where she, because in both, that he dies.
Yes.
And
if you watch the deleted scenes of The Notebook, yeah, she kills him eventually.
Okay.
It's pretty vicious.
Yeah. She's like, okay, you know what? I've had enough of you. Quit reading to me. I don't... Yeah.
So
Titanic.
Anyway, that's been the IMDb part of the Do Less God Bless podcast. We're thinking about, you know, we don't have enough podcasts, so maybe start a movie review one because we're really good at remembering how movies went.
Yeah. There you go. Spoiler alerts. Titanic. A lot of people die.
Yep. A lot of people.
A lot of people die.
Let's see. One other story we could tell about the tour tray is our waitress one night. That was kind of fun.
Oh, yes. You know, you're on the road, you're going to restaurants constantly, good times. Yeah, let's talk about waiters and waitresses, because there's nothing better than a good one. I've said this before. But yeah, we had a classic. You ever had one of these where I was like, Jake, you, or I wouldn't know your name, I guess. Maybe we're getting really close. Jake, hey. I see, you need a refill? Like some more Dr. Pepper?
No, I'm good for now. Thank you, though.
You sure?
Oh, yeah.
I'm happy to.
No, it's fine. I'm good for now.
Come on. Why don't you?
I mean, it really is fine. It's like mainly full.
All right. Okay. All right. You drive a hard bargain, but I'll check up on you in a bit. All right.
Okay. Sounds good.
5 minutes later. Neen, how are we doing? How's the food?
The food's great. Thank you.
Anything else we need?
No, I think we're all set. It's tasting great.
All right. What do you say, Dr. Pepper? You need some more? You sure?
Oh, I haven't drank like any of it really. So yeah, I need to get on that.
Okay. Anything? Hey, let me tell you what. Anything you need, you just let me know.
For sure, got it. I've been to a restaurant before, so I understand how this works.
Hey,
yeah, okay,
all right.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, I'll let you know.
Okay, I'll
see you in a couple minutes.
It's like, leave us alone. Yeah.
It was awesome.
That's not an exaggeration.
If anything, you kind of underdid it.
Yeah.
Like, she really...
It's like, I don't know what really else to say. I don't want more of this. I'll let you know.
Seriously, anything you want. Mm-hmm. I'll be here. I'm going to keep checking on you guys. Anything.
I'll bounce your checkbook.
You want... Yeah.
You got that on you? I'll do it. Oh, please stop.
Show me your teeth. I'm going to... Got a buddy who knows how to do veneers. I'm sure I can get him down here.
Come on. Yeah, let me see the bottom ones. Let me see. Oh, yeah. Okay. No, those are fine. What about, did you sleep much last night?
I did.
We can get a nap in the back. Yeah.
You and I?
Come here. What? No, I'm busy, obviously. Very busy.
I got to refill Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Give me napping.
Should we see? Yeah.
Very friendly. Very friendly.
Very, very, very.
How you feeling about Florida, dude?
I'm pumped.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
I'm pumped. It feels like it's been a lot of scrambling, mainly to get ready for this live stream. Well, the first few dates out was just like getting back into it. And, you know, it's just kind of, you got to get loose on stage again. So we're trying to, you know, re-perfect some of the bits I had.
Yeah.
You just haven't done them in months. And then these last few shows, getting ready for live stream. But next week, we're just chilling. Gonna enjoy some awesome Florida sunshine, hopefully. Maybe, hopefully Hurricane Jacob doesn't show up and just do work.
But if it did, though,
yeah,
I'd want it to be named after me.
Yeah,
I hope it does. Yeah, no, I'm excited about Florida. Because, yeah, like you said, we've worked really hard the last like several weeks and get to chill a little bit.
I know.
Our only responsibility will just be laying by the pool and performing that night. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little pickleball in there.
A little pickleball.
I think I mentioned that last week. If we got any Napolites, Naple people.
Napes.
Napes.
Yeah. I think they're called Napes.
Yeah.
Big Napes. Little Napes. Love them all.
Any size.
Yeah.
Not picky.
Uh-uh. As long as they...
We're dancing around it. What an interesting name for a city. There's one in Italy, too, right? Yeah.
Pinch my Naples.
Well, pinch my Naples and come to a comedy show. It's going to be a good week. Woo! Yeah, Naples and West Palm Beach.
We're going to do a bet where whoever loses has to say the phrase, pinch my Naples, on stage in Naples, Florida. All right. We're going to pinch my Naples, man. People be like, what?
You guys in the front row are close. I feel like you guys could probably pinch my Naples if you wanted to. Am I right, Florida?
Little purple Naples. Dude, remember those days? Those are simple times, man.
I hated those.
It's just all about titty twisters and Indian rug burns. Those were the days, right?
Bloody Knuckles, remember that?
Bloody Knuckles. I was never that crazy kid. You played that game?
No, I didn't play any of this stuff.
Those kids you had to keep an eye on, man. They're over there. And they're just, look, you know, my knuckles are bleeding. Oh, I was pretty proud. I perfected the flick. I could do it real hard, leave a little welt on you.
The flick?
Just, if you weren't looking, just in class, I'd lean over and just on your forearm.
Ow! That was your thing?
Yeah, that's kind of my thing. Did you have a thing?
I'm trying to think what my thing was. Did you ever get into spitballs?
Yeah, I had a little face, a little spitball face.
I thought those were gross, too. I couldn't get into them. Mm. I feel like I would be willing to bet every person listening, you can think of the guy in your high school who was always wanted to play Bloody Knuckles, and his name was Travis.
Yes, or Nick.
Yeah. Like, yeah, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Nick Davis.
Travis or Nick.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick Donovan. Is that serious?
Our high school friends are very close. They should play Bloody Knuckles together.
Yeah. No. I mean, Pedro was just hitting people with his knuckles. Remember? Pedro, man. He ran the playground, that was for sure, but...
Do you still talk to people from high school? You keep in touch with them?
Oh, gosh, no.
Yeah.
No, I do. I mean, one of my very close friends, you know, former roommate, we're still buddies. We went to college together and everything. I grew up with O'Neills.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. But I'm in a fantasy football league with some high school buddies. That's the only way we would stay in touch. But then otherwise, no, just a handful of girls. I'm just kidding. Did you imagine? Like you were just like, did you low-key believe me, dude?
No, I didn't.
I'm kidding. No, yeah, that just slowly fizzles out, doesn't it? High school.
Yeah, I mean, I had great friends in high school, but then once you get to college, you're like, oh, this is awesome. Yeah. And you just spend so much more time with them.
High school reunion. Yours would have been this year, right?
Yeah, but then
once you got here, because of everything going on, you're like, you didn't want to.
COVID-19. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Would you have gone?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's really why they didn't do it.
Yeah. It was supposed to be in May.
Are they going to reschedule it?
Yeah. I think for like next summer or something. So.
Yeah. Mine's next year. Yes, it is. I might go. I don't know.
But there's a chance you won't?
Well, it's just, I get you because you went to a smaller school. I'm sure, I feel like you were very, I don't know. I just wonder who, I graduated with like 500 plus, like I definitely didn't know everyone. And
yeah,
it's just, you just wonder who is like 75 people there and 60 of them I've literally never even met before. I'm like, this is weird.
I think it'd be kind of fun though. I mean, you gotta be one of like the shining stars of that graduating class. I'm sure they'd love to have you. They'd love to see you.
I don't know. Probably, I've got to be one of the top influencers in the class, though, at least.
As far as, people like making a living off of influencer marketing, got to be, 90th percentile, at least.
Yeah.
Remember percentile? That's how we just randomly judge certain things.
I was told I was in a high percentile. I feel like every kid gets told you're in the 98th percentile.
We can't all. Yeah, right.
Like what kid has been told like you're, 11th percentile? My gosh.
Maybe Travis or Nick. But seriously, most of us are all 98%.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works.
Yeah, it didn't make sense to me.
Do you have accelerated reading back in the day? Was that a thing that you did in like elementary, middle school?
Like advanced reading or fast reading.
Like,
I've been dead serious.
You there use was your like a right speed... foot, there's a pedal, and you kind of rev it up as you start the book.
Okay.
This was like a program we had. I guess maybe it wasn't that popular. Derek, did you guys have it? And okay, maybe it was a Southwest Missouri thing. It was just like a program where books had assigned point values and reading levels. Based on, you know, the vocabulary, the length of the book.
It's like a competition?
Yeah, it was like a thing. And similar to the percentile, I feel like all the books I wanted to read, they're like, this is an 11th grade book. I'm like, is it?
Yeah.
Like, how are we all reading at the high school level in fifth grade? Like, I don't, because everyone in high school, I'm sure they're not reading at the high school level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the...
Which is great. It's a confidence boost.
We did have, I think this is different, but just like in second grade, there was a competition who could read the most books got some, like a... weird book bag or something with beads on it.
Yeah, I got like a silly band.
Oh man, I was all for comfort. I read, I apologize if I've said this, stop me if I have. I read 600 books in second grade.
No way. You were an accelerated reader.
Yeah, thank you. 600? I mean, like, I'm sure, I think I would go to the library.
What?
And just had to qualify as like a second grade level book. So I'm sure I was like strategically picking. I mean, these books you could read in 15 minutes. Right?
Second grader though? 600 books?
I think I'd come, that's all I did. I was like so fired up about it. And there was like one other kid in the class who was like trying me. And, you know, he got second, read like 500 or something.
That's crazy. Yeah. I mean, there's only like, I don't know, 102, let's say there's 200 school days in a year. You're putting down three books every school day.
Easy. On a weekday, dude.
Huh. Dang.
I might get fired up, read a dozen in a night. I don't know. Yeah,
I woke up a little bit on my flight today. Peeked over, saw you reading on the iPad.
Yeah, I'm a big reader. I'm now getting back into it. My first bit of marriage, because you're just, you know, she's like, I'm trying to read. She's like, come on, let's hang out. So I just literally couldn't read because she was just, it'd be in the morning. You know, my single me, I'd wake up, have a coffee, sit there and read for 30 minutes. But now it's like, sit here and let's chat.
Gross.
Yeah.
Gross. But now you guys are kind of done with that stage, so you can read.
Yeah, I mean, there's still some of that. I'm definitely reading way less just because we obviously do enjoy each other's company. But I'm trying to enjoy the reading. I was very fired up. I was like, I have nothing to, because every flight otherwise, I'm like working on jokes and stuff. I'm like, I'm gonna grab my coffee.
Yeah.
Read this book. It's a very great book. I'm really enjoying it.
What are you reading? If you want to say, you don't have to. Yep. Safe space.
I'm reading how to flex at your high school reunion. No. It's Molly's Game.
Oh, yeah. Great movie.
Yeah, great movie about how she ran a poker game. Makes me want to play poker, even though I'm not
right?
good at it.
Yeah.
I showed up. But, you know, what else you got going this weekend, man? You just chilling?
I'm filming a wedding Saturday. I haven't done that in 11 months.
Wow. Wow.
Thought I was pumped? Done with it, but yeah, it'll be fun. Do something different. Yeah. Mix it up, you know. I'll be filming a woman who's actually supposed to be wearing like a dress and stuff, which would be fun compared to how I film you when you're a woman.
Oh, okay. I did not know where you were heading with that.
I do a lot of stuff in my free time you don't know about.
Usually I want to film women. I'm just used to something.
Oh, gosh.
I was like, what does he say?
I didn't think about how that sounded.
I remember to say it in the live stream, but one of the bits we talked about was like hotel rooms. We made a little hotel video sketch, insider info. So we were staying at a hotel. We got the cameras rolling in there. Not like that. And yeah, the crowd was kind of like, ugh.
I think that's great, though.
Yeah.
Stay in a hotel for a night. There's some good lighting in there. I set up the tripod, had the camera rolling.
Yeah.
You know, but just like
dude,
comedy.
Back in the day before you, I was tripod filming myself.
Jeez.
And like I would, there's like some times where I would be wrapping up at the end of the day and like my roommate would get home and just... I would just film and immediately take out the thing and just go upload it. So I'd leave the camera on the tripod wherever it was.
Yeah.
And he just walked by my bedroom and like the bed is like pulled down and there's a camera on the bed just on this tripod. Like, what are you doing in here? Like, I don't know.
You're like, it's fine. I'm uploading it now. Yeah. You'll see it soon.
I'll never forget when a girl asked me like in a bar or something. She was like, so you're Trey, this and that. I'm like, you don't feel pretty cool. I'm like, it's really not a big deal.
You probably know some people I went to high school
with. She's like, so you just do it yourself? And I was like, yes. She goes, so you just like set up a tripod and then just like stand in front of it? And I was like, yeah, maybe let's not like break it down that much. You know, that
just
sounds
like,
embarrassing.
Enjoy the finished product.
Yeah.
Don't think about how the sausage gets made.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't need to do this.
No. No sausage talk at a bar. I've always said that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. Let's keep it vegetarian.
Like vegetarian. Pickleball.
Pickleball. Okay. Stop yanking my naples.
Classic phrase.
Classic.
Do we have any emails, electronic mail from people this week?
And I am tired. How about you?
No.
You're killing it?
Feeling great.
Okay, good. Let's do this. We have a lot of emails from females. Good. So I'm just going to reel through this here. She said, first of all, don't judge me on my Yahoo email.
Okay, let me get the judgment out.
Let me make sure she doesn't.
Got it.
Some people put at the end of the email. By the way, don't say my name after they've like said it. I don't see this. So her email is, Little Red. Redhead, she I'm said not no reading judgment. This email.
She said no judgment. That was just on the Yahoo, though. Lil Red.
She said, I wasn't sure to put this under emails from females or to guidance. It's an all-around confusing situation. No, it's very clear the difference. Isn't it? So, I have a friend I roomed with in college. She's always been a little boy, crazy. In school, she was off and on with different guys during all 4 years. I had to hear her daily woes. I love her, but it got pretty annoying. She also has never been too good with money. She'd always complain about how she didn't have money. But she'd buy clothes at least once every 2 weeks and eat out all the time instead of buying food to cook at home.
Ah.
I want to make it known we had apartments and not dorm rooms and no cafeteria, but a full-fledged kitchen with appliances. So there was really no excuse. This woman sounds like my mom. We've got a kitchen here.
We got a kitchen.
You got all... Listen, I got those IKEA pans. They work fine. That's all you need. That would add some background on her, right? Forward to a year out of school where she can't hold a job for more than a few months at a time because she doesn't understand that literally everywhere you work, there will be people who you don't like or who don't like you. As soon as she has any negative feeling like that, she says it's a toxic work environment and she quits, leaving herself jobless and complaining about money again. Now, I don't want to seem like I'm just ragging on her.
No, it doesn't come across that way at all.
She's one of my best friends for a reason. But some of these things I just try to get through to her and it baffles me that she doesn't get it. Anyways, recently she ran into this new guy who's actually a DoorDash driver. We love DoorDash here. Proud DoorDash supporter.
Lil Red loves Big Red.
She thought he was super cute. Oh, that's an interesting way to meet someone. Do you think that happens a lot? He's like, here's your order. And someone was like, whoa.
Whoa.
Hello, Prince Charming.
I got a sausage pizza, but I'm starting to think.
How do you make the sausage?
Yeah, sausage joke. Yeah. You get it.
Hubba, hubba. Thanks for bringing my turkey clubba. So guess what she does? Okay. She really wanted to see him again after their all too brief conversation. She thought he was cute. So she ordered more DoorDash.
Wow. This is modern day. This is notebook too.
She orders it several times a week. Mind you, her money situation has not been resolved yet. Over the last couple of weeks, I've tried getting through to her to tell her that by ordering DoorDash, she's not doing herself any favors.
No, let him pay for the dinner.
The chances of her seeing him again are way slim, and she's putting herself in a tough spot. This is a... Talk about the notebook. Sign me up for this rom-com.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is great.
I mean, just... This girl is going to literally go broke doing hundreds of DoorDashes trying to meet Mr. Right again.
Mr. Dash. Like the Incredibles.
Yeah, you bet. She just keeps... DoorDashing like $6 orders. Just like, I just want a side of chips.
Oh, yeah. Just waiting.
Guy again. She's like, ugh, get off my porch.
Where's the blonde guy?
Yeah.
Where's his territory?
Yeah. I will say, have you ever, DoorDashed or Postmates or any of these so much that you do get a repeat person?
No. What's that like?
Sad. A low moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I think a big low moment for me was when I had, this guy was memorable. He was very like Russian, had a very big accent, very kind guy. The first time I saw him, he was like, Trey Kennedy.
There it is. Igor.
It was like I only do like the mean Russian. He was like, it was very jovial.
Okay.
Okay. He was like, Trey Kennedy, your influence is shameful.
He wasn't like that though.
I'll kill you. No. He was very nice. Trey Kennedy, what's up, man? Got a photo. A couple weeks later. It's me again. And he's like, enjoy your food. And we got to take another selfie. Great guy. Week later, I'm Ubering late night, out with the night with friends. Trey!
No way.
He also does that. I'm like, man, three times with this guy. I was like,
that's awesome.
I don't know. It felt like it was fun, but also a little bit of a look in the mirror, I think, as I gotta make some changes.
Bring him to your reunion.
But this girl would be dying to beat me because she's trying to find this guy. What can we do to help this girl out?
Okay, so her question is just like, in general, how do we help this girl?
She's like, my best friend. Listen, this money thing, you gotta put that aside for love, I think. This girl needs to order a meatball sub every day. She needs to, $600, 600 DoorDash orders.
I mean,
do whatever it takes.
Yeah. I think you just like, okay, you've tried like the meet cute way. Like it'd be fun if we bumped into each other again. It's not working. You're hemorrhaging money. Mm-hmm. I think at this point you like have to get in touch with like local DoorDash people. Like, here's the deal. I'm not a sexual predator, but I am interested in one of your men.
Mm.
This is his description. It'd mm-hmm. be kind of fun if you like hooked us up a little bit.
Yeah, kind of like a lost dog or something. Start making flyers like, have you seen this man?
Have you seen this Dasher?
Yeah, have you seen him? I'm looking for him.
Which could get confusing around Christmas time.
I mean, I want this Dasher guy to, I want this guy to serve me up Chipotle for months to come.
Yeah.
Extra guac.
I think the missing dog poster is a really good idea. Tabs that people can take.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe she becomes a DoorDash driver herself.
Ooh, infiltrates the system like a mole.
Yeah.
And the movie is called Holy Moly because they end up finding God in the end, too.
Mm. It's beautiful. Through the guacamole.
Yeah.
And the Chipotle label. And
because she's mole. A mole.
That's very meta. I like
Holy
that.
Cow.
Nice. So that's the best advice we got. I think that was helpful.
Infiltrate from within.
Or
missing
dogs. Thanksgiving to guidance. What do you say, Jake?
What do you say?
This is from McCoy. 20 years old, 28, from Utah. Oh, that always makes sense, doesn't it? Recently married. Just like Trey. Is he married to Katie?
Hold up.
What? Can't be. With the upcoming holidays, I have pumpkin to talk about and need your two guidance. Oh, he's coming in hot. What should I say or do when relatives start asking when my new wife and I will start popping out some little willies? If my mom asks me one more time when grandkids are coming, I swear I'll cluck a duck and pluck its feathers, my man.
That's awesome.
I don't want my pepperonis to be too big for my pizza, but I need to be prepared. I tell you what, man, how about we chop a cat in half and walk him sideways? Let's figure this out.
McCoy, that was a great email. Thank you, dude.
It's funny how that works, man. It's never enough, isn't it? With so many things in life, it's never enough. Do you get your single treatment, Jake? Or are you kind of...
Not as much as you think. I will like kind of lead on like that's like a thing to complain about, but sure. No, my family's pretty great about that, and they don't
hold them tight, man.
Okay, well, not grandma, but I'll hold the other ones tight.
Yeah. Your parents have antibodies, so that's exciting.
Yeah, they actually they're symptom free, they're COVID free now, so they're like, I mean, if anyone to hang around them. Yeah. My sister got her COVID test back today; she's negative, so gonna be a bunch of hugging. I don't know.
Well, that's good. Yeah. can't wait to kiss my sister, man.
Oh, it's going to be good.
She's negative.
Gosh. Every five episodes, you bring up me kissing my sister.
All right. Well, anyways, you know, it's very much, you got to date somebody. When you got to date somebody, what are you going to do? Okay. You got to get married. When you get married. And now, I haven't got it yet, but the kissing's coming.
When are willies coming?
I think Utah's probably a year or two ahead from like Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma's a little ahead of, say, Missouri. So
maybe.
There's
tears to it.
This Thanksgiving, you're probably going to start getting it. I think for the first time.
I'm going to start getting.
Come on, Jake.
When are the kids coming?
Jake, we went and got antibodies. We're ready to hold a grandbaby. So first things first. But I think what do you have any voice advice for McCoy?
I think you, this is the first thing come to mind. You show up with a baby. I think you show up with a baby to Thanksgiving dinner.
Rent a baby.
Yeah. They got a rentababy.org. Don't go to rentababy.com. Get one there and just show up to the dinner.
Planned Parenthood runs that one.
And you...
Is that too much? I don't know.
It's like, I don't know what to say about that. You show up to dinner with the baby in your hand and they're like, oh my gosh, is that yours? And then you say, no, gotcha. And then they're like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then when they see it in your hands, like, yeah, I don't think you're totally ready. Like that like wave of like, I don't know, just like maturity that I realized you didn't have for a child kind of shocked me. So maybe hold off for a while.
Yeah. And he could even do something like kind of really prove like, man, okay, he's not ready for this. Pick whichever parent you feel more confident has like a good set of hands. Maybe do a little toss a baby.
Sure.
Like, nah, I'm just playing here. And they're like, oh my, he's throwing babies around. Like maybe we need to give McCoy a couple more years.
Yeah. He's not quite ready for Little Willie's.
I mean, he's 28. He's a Utah 28. That's a New York 49. I mean, he should have, in Utah, he should be a grandparent in 6 years.
He should have a healthy Roth IRA by this point, yes, if he's in New York City.
So, yeah, I like that idea. I think that'd be good.
Show up with a child. could be kind of like, have you ever seen the movie We're the Millers? You have to fake a baby. You've seen that?
Oh, yeah.
And ends up like something happens. It's not a real baby. It's actually, I think, a bunch of weed, but in like, you know, swaddling clothing. And it gets ran over by a car. And then they all realize we're not ready for a baby.
Yeah, that's good. I think, or you just kind of lead them on, torment them a little bit. That's always funny. Like, you're like taking the stuffing out of the turkey and you're kind of like, oh, this could look familiar. And then mom's kind of sitting there and you're like, that pastor green bean.
Yeah.
You kind of lead, and then like, maybe you could have your wife kind of be like, my naples are sore.
Yes.
And they're kind of like, why is that? And you just kind of brush it off. Like, I'm kidding.
Just a joke.
Yeah.
I think definitely use the anatomy of the turkey to your advantage and your wife's anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
See where those intersect and have a blast. Mm-hmm. Have a blast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's good. Yeah. You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
You like, figured out marriage.
Pass the cranberry sauce. That's kind of the color of like infants when they're born. They're very purpley, right?
I don't know. I think,
dude, I was not going to say what you think I was going to say, and dude.
Yeah.
Come on. Derek was about to be like, easy, easy. This is getting off the rails. I am sleep deprived. It's chill.
I think you you quote Michael Scott in The Office. Maybe you have a little wine over Thanksgiving. And you say, ooh, this is kind of an oaky afterbirth. Aftertaste. Sorry. Yeah. I just, you know, just thinking about stuff.
Yeah. He's like, well, what should we maybe go around and say what we're thankful for? We're about midwife, mid-meal. Yeah, I think a little sense like that. They just get your parents kind of like, wait. It's just, that'll be fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
Should we turn on the game today? Is it on, I can never remember. Is it on CBS or Fox or it might even be ESPN? Is it OBGYN? I can never remember. What are the networks? Where are the games these days?
I need to, and like, the Naples joke, that's just, we love this podcast, the Do Less, God Bless podcast. Jake doesn't know what a doula is.
Oh, well,
you
no,
missed it.
I didn't get the pun. I know what a doula is. Okay. I just didn't hear it.
What is
Sorry.
It?
Sorry. It's like a woman who helps you like have a baby.
No.
Yeah.
Try again.
I think it's like a woman who helps you like push the baby out or something, right?
I was just hoping you'd say something ridiculous.
I was like, dang, I thought I had it.
Yeah.
I may need to reword it.
Yeah, they're like, I don't know, they're like, it's like, they're like the essential oils version of a midwife, I think, or something.
Really? Just like a new age, more like energy driven?
Yeah, like less helpful, actually. I don't know.
I believe it comes
from... What did Derek say? What?
When you Google it, the person that comes up is not a healthcare worker.
Kind of the chiropractors of childbirth.
Yeah, a little bit. Sure.
You care a lot.
A lot of people like him. Feels good. Probably helps.
Yeah, no.
But
I have nothing against doulas.
Experts might dispute it. Yeah. I'm down. Yeah, if you're a doula, dude, like, what's up? I'm chill with it.
We're a pro doula podcast. Always That's have true. Been. I believe doula comes from the medulla oblongata in the brain because people get angry when they don't have a doula. It's a little science joke for you guys. Don't worry about it.
That was spot on. let's email from Rachel. She says, hey, guys, I work at a very professional accounting firm.
Oh.
And I had a moment straight out of The Office, the show that I thought I'd share. While sitting at my desk, I hear my senior partner yell, son of a biscuit, while he's in the copy room. A few moments later, much quieter, I hear him say, I'm not in an emergency. I accidentally called you from a copier. A few more seconds go by and I hear much louder, I called you from a copier.
This is awesome.
Quickly, I found out that he accidentally called 911 from our copier while trying to send a fax. Side note, I had literally zero idea our copier could even make calls. Then he had to explain to the 911 operator what happened.
That's a nice son of a biscuit.
Needless to say, I feel very thankful for the whole encounter because I feel very safe in my job security. If I'm not there, who's going to help the boomers when they accidentally call from a copier? I keep hearing his voice on loop in the Michael Scott voice when he yells, I burned my foot, but instead, I called you from a copier. Anyways, love of the show. Thanks for one of the desiest of the desi pods. Rachel, undisclosed last name. So,
that's awesome. I mean, this guy sounds like probably just like a really sweet but like older man. Like,
yeah.
What's the persona of the of a person who says son of a biscuit?
Yeah. Son of a biscuit, sir, are you in danger? I called you from a copier. Are you stuck in a copier, sir? We've believe it or not, we've experienced this.
Where is the ink at?
I called you from a what? Is it like AT&T? What data plan are they buying to run calls from that thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you pair a copier like with your cell phone?
It's like we caught the boss cheating on his wife. He was sexting on our copier. He's over there. Click, 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 click.
He was doing unspeakable things with the color ink.
Yeah.
It was disgusting. And that's expensive too. So I mean now it's a company wide issue.
It can't be like quick cell service on a copier. It has to be all making all sorts of noise as it's like calling 911.
Oh yeah. You still have to go through an operator, I'm sure. Operator connects you to whoever you want to talk to.
Right.
That is pretty cool. Things are getting a little too connected. Just like technology that we don't need.
Right.
Like a copier to make phone calls.
Yeah, like somehow my like dryer calls and makes a doctor's appointment for me or something. I'm like, stop. No, hang up. I don't know how to hang up. It's son of a biscuit. It's a copier. That's so funny, man.
Son of a biscuit.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah, you had a little trouble getting your blinds opened up just about an hour ago.
We'll see if let me check it right now. Of course, yeah, come home. All the blinds are drawn. That's great. I'm like, let's open these up. Get a little sun in here. You know, don't want to take a nap. And of course, you know, these days everything's bougie and smart. So it's like these shades that it's cool, right? You just, they're like connected to Wi-Fi. So you can just, I'm like, oh, that's sweet. Until the service you use says we're experiencing a widespread outage and I don't know how to open my shade.
Just going to go. Gonna go dark for the rest of the day. You're gonna have to.
I guess I'm just
take a nap.
A cuddly afternoon.
Take advantage of it.
Man, we'll see. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, that's so funny. I'm gonna like think about son of a biscuit. I called you from a copier for a while. That's awesome.
Let's get to one more. Should we?
Shall we? We shall.
One more email will do it. Liz. Liz writes into the pod. She says, "My question has a long backstory, so I apologize." I met this guy in college of fall 2019.
Nice.
I knew immediately that I would never find another guy as amazing as him.
How does that always happen to people? Sorry, keep going. That has never happened to me.
Well, let's see what this email says. We went on a few dates and started spending more time together. I realized I had grown to like him a heckin' lot last winter. He didn't seem interested in becoming more than friends, so I didn't push it. Then COVID hit. I went back home to Washington, and he went back home to Missouri.
Oh, hell.
Since then, we've stayed super close friends. I've learned a lot of new things about each other with our weekly phone calls and texting throughout the week. He even one time sent me some kissing emojis through a copier. No, I didn't. There have been calls where we start opening up about our weaknesses and struggles. We've had our weekly phone calls since March, which isn't something you do with just anybody.
No, weekly phone calls.
But I'm still not getting any signs he sees me in a romantic way. Neither of us are a flirty type. Well, but what are some subtle ways, both in person and long distance, I can show him that I like him?
Liz, you talk to him on the phone once a week.
Thanks for making this the Desius podcast round. Thank you, Liz.
I skipped ahead.
Thanks for sending us in, Liz. Thoughts, Jake?
My thoughts are, I can't believe you're not like already dating or engaged at this point. Weekly phone calls since March?
I think she needs to rent a baby.org too.
Something. Yeah. Rent a hubby, rent a boy.
Rent a baby, and he'll be like, what? We haven't even kissed you before. She's like, I love you. Raise this with me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kidding. It's a rental, but it's the only way I knew how to tell you.
Oh, you don't own? No, I just lease. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's not, you're not building any equity when you lease babies.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's think ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Maybe don't do that. If he's kind of a savvy guy like that,
he'll know
those conservative guys he was raised, right? Like, yeah, you don't ever want to lease. You want to own.
Also, Liz, well, I don't know. How you've been talking on the phone. I can't get over it. Every week since March, I feel like your feelings towards one another have got to come up. If
this
not,
guy,
like, it's time.
If he doesn't like you, he's leading you on. He's a dirtbag. There, I said it.
You're both leading each other on because you both have not shared that you like each other.
Maybe so you're saying she needs to go for it.
Yeah, at least get it over with.
Yeah.
Either rip the Band-Aid off or rip off his outer shell and find out a nice nougaty center.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
He's a Three Musketeers.
Exactly.
And he's going to
rip off the Band-Aid.
Fight for
no
your
neosporin.
No.
Right into the wound.
No. I want to remember this scar. I want to see it. Yeah, no, but actually, like, get this over with soon, one way or the other.
Uh-huh.
Either find out if he likes you or he doesn't. Now, we don't have to keep doing weekly phone calls with this guy who may not even be interested, but probably.
You got to heckin' go for it.
I mean,
in the words of Liz.
In the words of Liz, heckin' go for it. And if not, yeah, I mean, I think you'd let out a big son of a biscuit if he doesn't. Mm-hmm. And just move on and you'll find another guy.
That's good. That's a good word, man. We're so good at this.
I don't know if I'm good at this or just really impatient. I'm like, I would never talk to someone that long.
Yeah. Kidding me?
And not like, no.
Oh, man.
Weekly phone calls. That's sweet. Stuff, they probably drive a lot, you know, long commute. They listen to the podcast.
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
But, yeah. Thanks for emailing in. Always email us, dlgb@treykennedy.com.
Or yeah.
Hit the Instagram.
The emails are fun.
They are fun. We appreciate y'all, man. We're trying to think what's coming up next. We might be doing a fun little content stuff for Christmas. Maybe stay tuned for that.
Christmas content.
I think we're getting a real tree. That's Katie's thing. A real tree. Did your family do that?
No, we went fake.
I know I'm a big fake guy, but we'll see what it's like. It could be fun.
That's exciting.
She's like, it makes the house smell like pine trees. So but you see, those things are flammable, man.
Okay.
Very.
I will not smoke near it.
Thank you.
You have my word.
No more smoke breaks after the videos, unfortunately. Unfortunately, man. Dude, I
get done shooting a sketch. Just like, just ripping cigs out on your front lawn.
Jake, get back in here.
Work from home.
I don't want to take off my cardigan yet.
Stressed me out.
Yeah.
Sorry, what were you going to say?
Videographers be like, just ripping stokes, shooting weddings. Yeah, I'm very excited for Christmas. We're into the Christmas season. I listened to Christmas music on the whole flight.
Did you actually?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Oh, Katie said she would start decorating the house with Christmas. I don't know if you noticed.
Didn't.
There was like one item up on the mantle where she's just such like a painstaking decision maker. Look at these. They're beautiful. I'm like, just buy some stuff.
Yeah. Just make
some garland. Hobby Lobby.
I'm not going to know the difference.
Yeah. So
just put it up.
We'll get that fired up and pumped. Trying to, you know, I was going to try to do a big old Christmas party, but they're shutting us back down again. So
I'm still coming over.
Yeah,
so
please.
Sorry.
But initially I was like, Jake, you're bringing 20 people to this thing. Back in the day, everything looked fine. Let's have a big party, man. 30, 40, 50 people. I don't know. But yeah, probably not. Probably shouldn't.
Okay. Okay.
Bummed, man. But good news on the vaccines.
Yeah.
I saw an expert said we'll be back to normal by May. I
really?
Feel like that's a big deal. I feel like it is.
That'd be awesome.
I'd be pumped for that.
Yeah, I think it's great. Hopefully,
could you imagine?
Yeah.
On the other side of this, dude, wow. Next summer, if everything goes according to plan, next summer, dude, it'll be the summer of my life. Tell me it won't.
Trey talks about next summer once a week.
Think about it, dude. I'm going to go to a concert every night. I don't even know. Like, never. I'll just be there. I'll be there front row. I'll be like, what's up?
Dude, who are you?
I'll be like, I don't even know who this artist is. I'm just want to be close to strangers.
That reminds me, one of the shows in Huntsville, I think our very first show in Huntsville, there was a guy, older gentleman, not necessarily our demo, like guy in his 60s, front and center. So
yeah.
This guy might be a huge fan. And so I talked to him. I was like, what's your name, sir? He said, Don. I said, Don, you must be a big Trey Kennedy fan, front row. What's your favorite video? He said, I've never even heard of you before.
Yeah.
Just looked me in the eyes and said that. Meaning one, yeah, he has no idea where he's at. And two, he thinks I'm Trey Kennedy.
Right.
He thinks I'm Trey. He's like, I've never even seen your videos. So
I don't know. Good. Yeah, I got up there and roasted him a little bit too. And then after the show, he was just doubling down. He's like, what's your name again? I was like, Don Dadgummit.
Son of a biscuit, Don.
Get out of here, Don, you wild guy.
Get your thumbs away from the copier buttons. I know what you're up to. Yeah, that's so great. I don't even know. I've never even heard of you. That's awesome. It's a good confidence boost. That was great. It's fun.
Oh, that's an episode.
Christmas is here.
I hope you guys have a great
other winter holidays.
Thanksgiving weekend. We're into Christmas season. We mentioned Florida. There's some tickets left at those Florida shows, so please come hang out.
Yeah,
Twister Naples.
Yeah,
and West Palm too. So TreyKennedy.com/tour. We're signing off, man. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you every Friday. You know that.
COVID-19 episode out.
Peace.